Welcome to Comics Experiment, the show that we film live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern at twitch.tv/comicstorian. It's then uploaded to Spotify, iTunes, and our Patreon channels, where you can get early access to the show by supporting us directly on Patreon or listening to us on Spotify and iTunes and giving us a great rating. You can also get early access to it over at our YouTube memberships page, and you can watch it right here on YouTube if you're watching the live version every Saturday morning. Today's episode is brought to you by ButcherBox. If you're looking to get some great meats sent directly to your home, sign up for ButcherBox, one of our sponsors, through the link down below or use the code
comics.
Yes, it is butcherbox.com/comics, and you will get free turkey plus $20 off of your first box from ButcherBox. We've actually gone ahead and cooked a whole bunch of the meat, and we're all big fans of the product that they sent over to us.
It is delicious.
Yes, I had a great night with my wife. We had two of the fillets, just cooked them up. They were awesome. We've also cooked up a couple of the burgers for the entire team. Had a great time with that. Overall, we do highly recommend a ButcherBox if you're looking to get quality meats sent right to your door because you don't have time to go running out every other day to get yourself a quality meat. Sign up for ButcherBox through our sponsor link down below, please. Or you can go to butcherbox.com/comics for 20% off your first order and a free order of turkey. Oh, this isn't my phone.
No, it's not. And you keep letting it close off, this guy.
This is my phone. I'm breaking laptops, and we're here to talk about Tales of the Dark Multiverse and DC getting rid of all of its superheroes. They're taking away all the stuff from me.
You're going to knock it all over.
I finally introed the show.
I was going to say, was that so friggin' hard? If you want to see how many times it takes for him to intro a show, be sure to join us live on Thursdays.
Four beers while we waited.
All right, guys. So it's been a while since we've done a comics experiment.
That it has.
Why is that the case, Dan?
Because we have been busy.
So basically, for those of you guys who don't know, we film this on Thursdays. Like I said at the beginning of the intro, we do it every Thursday. And when we do travel, a lot of times we're supposed to be there from Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I had to do TwitchCon, and then we had to do New York Comic Con. Mm-hmm. And so both of those, I had to leave on Thursdays. And this is the show that we don't do without me 99% of the time.
Yep.
So when I leave, we had to take the show off the air for those couple of weeks. So please don't let me spill that over.
I know. It's going to land on me. Luckily, I wore my blue shirt.
Yeah. And then when we all got back, this guy got sick. What'd you do your entire sick week?
I sat in bed and played video games.
What do you do on your work week?
I sit in bed and play video games.
So how did being sick differ?
I didn't feel as good, mostly.
And lots of tissues,
because of my clogged nose.
Sure, we'll
get your minds out of the gutter.
So basically, we did TwitchCon, we did New York Comic Con, and then we came back and everyone got sick.
I
except
died.
Dan, what did you do? You last week, I barely seen
I
you.
I can't remember anymore.
That's fair.
I think it involves Winry
actually,
and League of Legends.
Probably. Whenever we have a normal day that's not normal, somehow my brain's just like, you know what? Didn't exist.
Sure.
That's fair.
mostly I've been playing Destiny myself. So I guess that's what we've done. And that's why you haven't had an episode. It's not because we're ending the show or anything along those lines. We have a sponsor today, in case you guys, you know, missed my entire intro, ButcherBox. I'll tell you a little bit more about their entire deal in the middle of the show so you can get a better idea as to what our sponsor is today, a sponsor that we are all fans of.
Yes.
But I got a feeling today's topic's actually going to be one of our longer ones because I got two I want to talk about.
All right.
So, well, Andy, Tales of the Dark Multiverse just dropped.
Yes.
What happened in it? Well, let's explain that real quick so they know where we're going with this.
You want me to spoil it? Well, it was Tale of the Dark
That's
Multiverse.
True. Technically, it was only one.
Well, it was Tales in the title, okay. But it was just one.
Okay. Well, I just think Tales of the Crypt, but...
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you want me to spoil it?
Don't spoil what actually happened in this one. Give us the concepts that they're running with so that... Because what we're going to do today is we're going to basically explore the idea of what we like about this idea.
Sure.
And what stories would we think would make fun stories in that Tales of the Dark Multiverse storyline.
Really struggling with that title, Ben. Yeah. All right. So this issue, the basic concept was that on this dark earth... Batman's back was broken by Bane.
Yes.
As it previously was in the 90s. Jean-Paul Valley takes over as Batman, becomes a little bit more homicidal than normal, becomes Azrael. And in the normal comic books, Batman comes back, beats the crap out of him, and we got Batman again. However, in this one, Batman Lost, and Azrael takes over as the Saint Batman of Gotham City and turns it into more of like a religious, what's the word I'm looking for? Unitarian state?
Right.
Yeah.
That. And it jumps 20 years in the future.
And it jumps, I think something like that.
It's a huge jump.
It's a really big jump. Whereas he has basically been ruling Gotham City as Saint Batman.
Yep.
Is the basic premise.
And then the story goes on from there. Now, yes. One thing I want to mention about that real quick. I noticed that the jump, he looks very much like Azrael with bat ears.
Yes, very much. Yeah.
I don't remember that in Nightfall. Did he go like in the classic Nightfall, did he go all the... Because I thought he fought in the blue Batman mechanic.
He had the armored Batman suit, the Azrael Batman suit, which very much just looked like armored 90s Batman. So
right, yep. Clothes everywhere.
That one was in there, though.
It's very extreme. Yes.
That was before the 30-year jump, yeah.
In the original... fight between Batman and Azrael, he is red. I forget why. There's a reason he turned. It's like he burns him with acid or something, which apparently also dyed his costume or something along those lines. He does turn red.
Don't try that at home.
In this comic, his suit is very much Azrael with a red Batman.
Yeah, helmet. That's basically what it is. Yeah.
Essentially is what it is.
Okay.
It's Bat-Zriel.
So reading that story, I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought it was a cool darker take.
I really hope they just keep doing these. I know we already have the announcement for the second one.
There's a few of them. They've released some of the covers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because the next one's the death of Superman.
Right.
The cover shows Supergirl kind of going.
I believe it's Lois Lane, actually.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
It's a woman in the costume.
Yes, I believe
Supergirl.
It's Lois Lane. Okay. I could be wrong, but I believe
that'll be an interesting. I kind of like the idea of these dark, almost like ghost stories kind of a deal, you know, like.
Well, the basic premise is much like Elseworlds stories, which is it takes the basic concept of something and then just spins it around so it's not normal.
Right.
Right.
So, yeah.
But it spins it into a very dark direction.
Well, this is the dark multiverse. Because we were saying that when we all sat down, because I was like, it took a lot darker take than I thought it was going to at the end, because generally Elseworlds stories are a little darker, and then at the end there's hope.
Yeah.
And this one there's not. But it is a tale of the dark multiverse, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
Dan, what did you think about it? Because when it comes to more darker stories, sometimes you're not a fan of them, like the Joker movies.
I'm not always, especially, honestly, with Batman, it's always a weird one for me because there are
so happy-go-lucky.
Well, no, there's so many different Batman stories that, honestly, I read this one and it felt like, quick minor spoiler, I'll only say it real quick. It felt like
that makes it less of a spoiler.
No, so in case they need to stop listening quick moment, it felt like Thomas Wayne Batman meets Azrael Batman.
Kind of, yeah.
Like that, and so that was kind of my problem.
It's not,
by the way.
That's actually, in my opinion, it's not much of a spoiler.
Well,
because I mean,
just
realistically,
in case.
He's not in the comic.
Yeah, just in case, but you're good now.
Just swirling it.
And so because of that, I felt like it was a little too predictable. I'm not sure about you guys, but as I was reading, I'm like, I kind of know where this is going. Like, it didn't, to me, it didn't really feel like as much of a, wow, this is an entirely new story.
Right.
Yeah. It felt to me of, oh, this is a story we've kind of seen a couple times before, but it's in the dark multiverse, so it's a little darker.
Right. I would say the only thing that I didn't see coming, even though I should have, considering it's called Tales from the Dark Multiverse, is the darker twist at the very end.
Yes,
I'm
like,
the last panel.
Yes.
That kind of thing.
That was much
the
darker.
The rest of the story, is technically a little on the predictable side.
Yeah.
What did you guys think about the Watcher type character? He struck me as a Watcher or Beyonder from Marvel, basically.
He's already existed for the record.
Oh, no, yeah.
He's from Sideways. And
Flash Forward.
Yeah, they introduced him in Sideways, and now he's just like the general multiversal guy. Because he's in Flash Forward.
Actually, the idea of the story reminds me very much of Armageddon 2001. Which was a 90s comic series. Mm-hmm. Kind of the same idea. It was a being whose name I completely have forgotten.
Wave Rider.
Thank you.
Okay.
That was one of my... That was probably, as bad as that story is, the DC storyline that made me go like, man, I really like DC.
Yeah. So the idea is he travels to different realities and sees darker versions of these characters.
Okay.
Like, it's very much in line with that.
Yeah.
Like, Superman becomes, like, the homicidal ruler of Earth before Injustice.
The concept
was... So it's pretty much the dark multiverse before the dark multiverse.
Yeah,
so the concept for the entire storyline was that there's this villain known as Monarch from the future that kind of alters and twists everything around.
Okay.
And so what Wave Rider was doing was he was going back in time and
to
he could touch you and, like... He could
see a possible future.
See a possible future to see if you could possibly be the Monarch.
Okay, quick question. Wave Rider does have a connection to Booster Gold.
Yeah,
that's why I know the name.
He has shown up.
Because the name sounds very familiar, but not with
Never
Batman.
Shows up anymore unless they're talking about hardcore time travel stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it's the Wave Rider shows rare. Up.
Because I'm pretty sure he was actually relatively recent.
No, he was in Deceased.
That's why.
He shows up in Deceased and prevents them from altering the timeline to fix it.
That's why I knew him from somewhere.
But it did. This reminded me very much of that. Like, he seeing these possible futures or this dark reality kind of thing. I mean, that's what the tone kind of reminded me of.
Yeah.
Yeah. In my opinion, the cool thing about it is it's not a possible future.
It's not.
What actually happens
in this version.
Yeah. I do kind of wish that they gave it a Earth number, even if it was a negative. I always kind of like that. All
the time multiverses are negative.
Exactly.
I like that. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did that.
Did they?
I'm pretty sure that's what
they
did.
In the actual thing, it was, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, and they were -1, -2, -.
I must have missed that for some
reason.
When
we did the Batman Origins,
I think
this was before you, we had to start them with Earth -15.
Oh, yeah. I must have missed that because I've read all of Dark Knight's Metal. I must have missed somewhere.
It's like in the very top.
Yeah, it's a very small one, but I don't know. I could be alone, but I kind of like when it's a, you know which Earth it is.
Which Earth
because
it is,
it also makes it a little easier when you're talking to people that do know a lot about it. Yeah. And you can actually say what Earth.
Well, because part of the concept of the Dark Multiverse, and they showed this in the comic, like they showed that multiverse map that DC released a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yeah, the Dark
Multiverse
over here. And they flip the page over.
Yeah. And they're like, it's black. We thought it was nothing, but it's the Dark Multiverse.
But if you look,
why did you do,
I don't know.
Part?
If you squint and turn it sideways, you can see them.
You get the black light.
Yeah.
There they are.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Twitch chat is letting us know because you can watch this live on Twitch every Thursday. Like Batman Who Laughs was Earth -22.
Okay. I must have missed the negatives for some reason. Yeah.
So, so that is the concept. So, now we don't normally talk in depth about the comic books. You can watch that on other shows. I'm not here to plug everything up and down. You can catch all of that on our Patreon.
But at the same time, you can watch it at twitch.tv/comicstorm.
I wanted to go somewhere else with this, though,
the
concept. This wasn't to talk entirely about Tales. I just thought that was a great book, but it gave me an idea.
Yes.
I'll go. Let you go first, because you're more creative than Dan. This will give Dan time to think.
Way to put it all on me.
What is your favorite story in DC Comics?
My favorite story out of all DC Comics?
Out of all. If you were allowed to go on a desert island and take one with you, what would that
story be? The heaviest, so I could smash an animal with it.
So Batman, No Man's Land?
There you go. I'm just thinking smarter. My favorite?
Dana, what's yours? Whoever can answer first has to go first.
Honestly, mine's probably Injustice.
Which is already a dark multiverse.
Yeah, that's why I'm having trouble thinking of one, because that is one of my favorites. Okay, because
Injustice doesn't count.
Injustice doesn't count. Deceased. Just kidding.
DC's, they're all dark multiverses.
I know.
All
right, you're right. My favorite is DC Metal.
I really like Dark Knight's Metal. So, yeah. All right, fine. The Batman Who Laughs. Okay.
All right, fine.
Oh, Jesus. I don't know what my favorite story of all time would be. I needed a little bit more prime to try.
Mine
time
keep
to
going
that.
To really dark ones because mine
I went with a more
Blackest Night.
Dude, you're a dark person.
Seriously, man. To be honest,
hell,
whenever I read DC, I associate DC with dark stories.
Sure.
That's how I personally do it, and Marvel's where I tend to go for the more happy ones.
Right.
So when I go DC, I do actually enjoy the more, this is fully, we are diving into
right.
Superman punches a hole through the joke. Like, it's the kind of stuff where I'm like, okay, that's a story that I could get into because you don't know where it's going to go.
Right. Yeah.
And so that's why it's hard for me to think of a
better. I gave you guys preface. So we're going to talk about worlds that we want to see, like in that Tales kind of thing. So I assumed you would have picked a story to work with.
You would
with.
Think that, no.
Oh, that's what you meant?
Yeah.
I thought we were just making up a dark world story.
Okay. I'll go first.
The opposite of Injustice, they're very polite people.
Everybody's just nice to each other.
It's actually just called Justice.
I like it.
And he shows up and he's like, Joker. And then leaves.
But says nothing. But like Joker's like, listen, I felt really bad, so I disarmed the bomb beforehand.
I'll go first. I'll go first.
Okay.
One of my all-time favorite storylines, Under the Red Hood.
Sure. Okay.
So the Dark Multiverse Tales twist would obviously be,
oh my gosh, over the Red Hood, he cuts off his face and puts it over.
Wow, you went real dark with that.
Not only dark, but very literal. It's no longer under the red hood.
Now it's over.
To be fair, the story is pretty literal. It's who's under the red hood.
I was going to say the twist that I would put.
Whose face is over the red
hood? The twist that I would put. You know the nuke that goes off in Bloodhaven?
Yes.
Okay. Jason convinces Batman to go there and try and stop the nuke.
Okay.
So he takes out both Dick and Batman. They're actually both gone.
Okay. And then what? Takes over as a murderous Batman?
Yeah, basically.
Calls himself Saint Batman?
He calls himself Saint Batman.
Okay, quick question.
I didn't think that far in advance.
The hooded Batman.
Do all of these have to involve Batman?
No.
Okay.
It's just the Tales stories aren't all involving Batman.
That's what I figured. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure. One of my all-time favorite stories,
though, is Under the Red Hood, as you know, one of my favorite characters. I mean, I have quite a few others, but that one I would like to see because it's so obvious the direction it could go. Where then Jason... Sure. But see, in my version of story...
What? I was like, Scooby Apocalypse. Nope, that's already pretty dark.
Already a dark version of Scooby-Doo.
Damn, are you okay? Dan. We just opened this with Dan doesn't normally like the dark stories, and that's all you
trying
can
to think of a happy-go-lucky. But see, that's the thing. It's not a happy-go-lucky story. The next one is when Superman dies, and it's just he didn't come back. which also would have been really cool.
So anyway, my version of the story would be Jason wins.
Okay.
But then he goes into his own like dark, depressing path where he was like, I didn't want to win.
Right.
So he goes through and he just murders every Batman villain with the intent of just ending the Batman legacy right then and there. So it's just basically Jason Todd, more Punisher.
Sure. I can get behind that.
Yeah, shooting up all of Gotham.
Yeah.
And then in a sad ending, basically Jason takes out the entire Bat family,
right,
conquering Gotham, and he calls it the City of Red Hood. And then a Thomas Wayne Batman comes in and kidnaps Damian. Oh, wait, no, my.
Now we're going into a weird. Sounds like a story that would be written by Tom King. And it would be.
No, but seriously, that's what I would do. I would turn Jason Todd into like a Punisher type character.
I mean, and he's practically a Punisher type character.
He doesn't kill.
So essentially,
he doesn't actually ever kill ever since switching sides.
Essentially, you're talking current Red Hood, but without Batman holding him back.
Right.
Kind of.
Because he wouldn't have Batman holding him back. Yeah, yeah. So it'd just be the story of him going further and further down this, crossing the line of what Batman would be willing to cross. Like, well, I'll just take out the Penguin because that will stop all of crime.
Right.
Well, if I take out Penguin, I might as well take out Two-Face. And he kind of gives himself more and more
just
allowances.
Just start keep going
the
down
domino
that
path.
Effect.
And that's what it would be. Batman and Nightwing are not there to stop him.
Right.
You know, and somehow we'd have Alfred in there too. That way there's no guiding light for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe.
Why you gotta take out Alfred, dude? That's not cool.
Batman went to Bloodhaven to stop the bomb and was like, Alfred, you know how to disarm bombs, all right? Come with me.
You're in the British SAS. Alfred's like, got a shotgun. Let's do it.
Been waiting this day my whole life. It's the bat shotgun. It's got a bat on
it.
If you check
bats?
The little thing.
Actual bats, actual not batarangs.
Bats.
Bang. As they go.
That was really good.
That was a really good sound effect.
Thank you.
All right, so.
I finally thought of one.
If it's a dark thing, you're
no. Actually, it's one that so it's a slightly dark story, but it would go in a different direction.
Okay.
So it's the story. I want to say Bart Allen, the one where all the rogues kill him.
Yes, he came back in time, aged up, and then
yes.
The rogues killed him.
Mm-hmm. He kills the rogues instead.
Okay.
And so it would go into kind of a world of a truly evil Flash.
Okay.
That's not reverse Flash, like one that
hold
has
that
like
hold
a...
That for those who, because I'm naming the stories off.
Oh, yes,
story is
you.
Flash, the fastest man alive. It was a 13-issue run where they tried to swap out Wally with Bart. Fans did not like it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So he died in the ending to the rogues.
Yes. We've got a video of it. I did it myself.
Good job.
That's actually the only reason I know of it. But I think that would be actually a really cool one because then it's not only is it a bad Flash, it's also a bad Flash that is related to the good Flash,
right,
who's currently not there to stop him. And I believe, isn't Bart faster?
No. The fastest.
I mean, it's kind of the title of the story.
Huh?
Well, yeah, but I don't believe actually Bart is faster.
Okay.
I think Wally is technically the fastest.
Well, yeah, but Wally's not around during this time.
Bart is fast. Because I know you're referencing Young Justice. So Wally...
I'm jumping around so many different Flashes.
In the Young Justice cartoon, they take the concept of Wally being slower a little further.
Mm-hmm.
In the comics, Wally being slow was a mental block because
he thought he could never surpass
Barry. So Bart technically would be faster if that mental block was there, but I believe at that point he'd already kicked it.
I believe so, in the timeline. I think so.
Because that was the whole plot. Once he kicked it, like he could do so many crazier things than Barry.
Okay. But yeah, that would be essentially the story is a darker Flash that is still partially good, but in kind of the same way of Red Hood. Mm. Imagine your story of Red Hood, but the Flash instead.
He's crossing that line.
Exactly. And he is fast enough that he reaches a point that he's like, you know what? These other cities don't need their villains either, and starts going to the other cities. And then you get a story of, okay, all the heroes are going against Flash, but they're also like, well, he's taken out the bad guys and things are getting a little better. But
right, what's the problem?
And so that's my story.
I got another one before you go to yours.
Okay. Almost worked.
So Darkseid War. Darkseid wins and takes the anti-life equation, puts it into Cyborg, and transmits it to the world. And then everyone turns into
Zombies. Never work. Never sell. Never sell.
Never I guess sell. You could say the people were deceased.
Yeah, they were almost deceased.
It's almost as if the whole universe is deceased.
Anyway, mine is a little newer. I have a couple ideas. Mine's a little newer. Okay. This first one is Batman. Scott Snyder's run.
Okay.
At the end of Endgame, where Joker and Batman die.
And, with a heart?
Yeah, yeah. And James Gordon takes over as Batman.
Mm-hmm. Robot Bunny Batman.
Yeah, yeah. Robot Bunny Batman.
James Gordon.
Yeah, yeah.
And Snyder.
Okay. Or Jim Gordon. Jim, technically, his name is James. But
okay, we
James,
are talking to somehow
Commissioner Gordon.
Somehow Commissioner Gordon de-aged by 20 years by shaving off the mustache.
Exactly.
I was hoping it was going to be his
hell.
I know. Like, what was that?
Oh. Sorry, man.
I thought you were going to talk about his homicidal son, which would be a even amazing.
That would be hilarious. That's his Robin. which kind of happened in the last, in the Batman Who Laughs.
It did.
But in my version, Batman and Joker are actually dead.
Okay.
Commissioner Gordon takes over as Batman in, I forget what it was called.
The Bat Suit?
No, like I forget what the storyline was called. But he's not.
Oh yeah, super heavy.
Super heavy. Thank you. So the problem with that was that
he was in a Gundam.
He was not very good at it, or he wasn't that he was bad at it, but he wasn't Batman.
He was too. Yeah. The problem was he was too much of a cop.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Turned into.
So it starts to go bad for him, and then Batman shows back up and is Batman again. So in this one though, Batman is actually dead. I would say I don't know how I would have the story go exactly, but I think that would be cool to see him slowly like. The city just goes to crap, mm-hmm. even though they've got like a Batman police force that just isn't as good.
Weird twist on yours. Ready? Batman didn't die. When he comes back, he fights Jim Gordon in the bat suit.
Sure.
The bat suit explodes and takes out half of Gotham.
I like it.
And Batman survives with half his face, and he goes by the name Three Face because Two Face was taken.
That's true. My other one
he's
would
got
be...
the bat face up here.
Now, I don't know what Tales of the Dark Multiverse for Death of Superman is going to be. However, I think a Tales version for Reign of Superman would be really cool.
Ooh.
And the four Supermen show up and basically just start going to war with each other and start taking out the whole planet. Because if Superman,
like
if Kal-El didn't come back, then Cyborg Superman would have taken over. So Cyborg Superman actually succeeds, takes over, and now you got like Superboy, the Eradicator, and Steel maybe as like a Superman resistance
with the White Lantern as well.
Sure, screw it, why not?
You know,
I mean, he got that in that one story. Okay. I'm not sure if you read that one.
I don't think I read that.
Before we go to our next topic, and this is going to be one crazy tangent because I barely remembered it.
A crazy tangent?
What?
That reminds me of a story that was being created and never came out, and I forget who it was. I want to say it was from Kingdom Come and all that.
Okay.
But
Mark
the story,
Waid, Kingdom Come.
The story was basically going to be a division of the DC universe, very much like Game of Thrones. There would be like a Green Lantern Kingdom and a Wonder Woman Kingdom and a Superman Kingdom and a Batman Kingdom. And they were going to go to war with each other over whatever the issue was.
Yeah, right.
It reminds me of that hearing about that story that was going to be created and then some kind of creative difference happened and they couldn't do it.
Interesting. Okay.
So it's kind of essentially a more divided Injustice.
Yeah.
Kind of,
Yeah.
But yeah, that would be my other idea would be Cyborg Superman has succeeded, taken over, Kal-El actually died, and then the rest of the Supermen maybe fight back. Lois is part of it.
Apparently, the synopsis of the new Tales is that Lois becomes the Eradicator.
I would totally read that, and I will.
I was just saying, you will.
And when it comes out.
Interesting.
I always like Eradicator Superman because he was like Superman, you know,
with cool glasses.
Would actually like blow people up.
And had cool glasses.
I did like the rebirth version of Eradicator they created. I thought he was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I still like 90s Eradicator.
Well, yeah. Classic Eradicator is still good. But I liked in all the reinventions of the 90s versions of heroes, I thought Eradicator was one of the better ones.
Mm, yeah.
And they didn't get rid of the glasses, which I was like.
Cool glasses.
Still need those glasses.
It's the 90s glasses.
Yep. It's like how Superboy had the like circular shades ones.
But Andy, since you're a big fan of meat.
I do love meat. I love meat.
Don't we all love meat?
Don't you love meat, Andy?
Especially in my mouth.
And you have the unique powers, because I can open up the adverse, but you can open up the portal to the high-quality meat multiverse.
Today's podcast is sponsored by ButcherBox. Are you a huge fan of eating meat like I am? Well, when it comes to meat, quality matters, and not everyone has convenient access to high-quality meat. But ButcherBox is here to fix that for you by bringing it straight to your door. Every month, ButcherBox ships a curated selection of 9 to 11 pounds of high-quality meat right to you. That's enough for 24 individual meals for about $6 a meal. You can customize what comes in your box or go with one of theirs. To keep fresh, all meat is packed fresh, shipped frozen, and vacuum sealed, so it stays fresh all the way to your door. ButcherBox is the most affordable and convenient way to get healthy, humanely raised, high-quality meat. With Thanksgiving right around the corner, now is the perfect time to give ButcherBox a try. Sign up today and get a free turkey plus $20 off your first box. Just go to butcherbox.com/comics or enter the promo code comics at checkout. That's butcherbox.com/comics or enter the promo code comics at checkout for a free turkey and $20 off your first box.
You got to close it.
It was way too much meat, guys. It's a lot of meat.
You get a lot of meat for that deal.
A lot of meat.
The meat
deal.
Sweats, but they're the best meat sweats
I've
ever had.
The best kind of sweats. It's better than when I jog.
All right.
It's better than when
I know. I feel like I need a salad now.
Nah, ooh. A salad made of ButcherBox meat.
Yes.
All right, anyway.
Meat salad.
Next topic.
I would love that for the record. A meat salad?
I would.
Oh, it'd be amazing. Instead of lettuce, it's like bacon.
So it's just a taco salad.
But without tacos.
With, it's just meat.
It's just more meat.
It's just meat. Yes.
Okay, anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did we take it in a weird place?
You took it in a weird place.
Yeah, okay.
I love their meat. What can I say?
All right. So what's the next topic?
Next topic is, okay, so DC has announced a thing that is getting the rumor mills a lot, right? Which is going to bring us to our next topic of the day. They've announced the 5G universe for 2021. And they're going to do a big swap over of a lot of the superheroes.
Mm-hmm. It worked well for Marvel.
Yeah.
Well, this is why I want to talk about this because... Yeah. So basically what they're announcing is that 2020, we're going to get a black Superman. By 2021, John will take over as Superboy. Mm. And then they're going to start the 5G universe, which is going to have like...
Wait, I thought it was a black Batman, Superboy becomes Superman.
Yeah, that's it. Did I say it backwards?
Yes, yes. You did. Yes.
Okay, Superboy becomes Batman.
I was going to say, black Batman was Earth 2.
I would read that Superman. Book.
Superboy becomes Batman?
Yeah, yeah.
So, oh, I
there's a dark
that.
Multiverse for you. Damian and Bruce die, and for some reason, John needs to take over as Batman.
And somehow Robin gets his abilities of Superboy back.
Yes.
And becomes Superboy.
Exactly. I would read that.
It'd be weird.
So anyway, they've announced this. They're going to do some swap arounds, and there's a lot of theories floating around. Who's going to replace Hal Jordan? The current running theory is Teen Lantern.
Who's going to replace Alfred?
Damian.
Damian comes out with
just
like your team.
Like a suit and a shotgun that shoots bats.
Are you just got like deceased on the brain right
and
now?
Maybe I do.
He just wants a shotgun.
I just want a shotgun
back.
Wielding Alfred is all I want.
You got it in deceased.
And like in most of books now, actually.
Yeah.
He always shows up with a shotgun.
So anyway, they haven't fully announced these characters, but that doesn't mean that we can't speculate who the character is going to be.
Sure.
But also, in my opinion, this version, even if it fails, is going to be more successful than what Marvel did overall. So,
¿por qué?
Okay, so for those of you guys who don't know,
it's why,
and I don't know how you wouldn't know because we've been covering a lot of it, Marvel over the last 3 or 4 years?
Yes. For what? What are we talking about?
Marvel swapping out all their superheroes.
Yeah, probably 3-4-ish years.
I would say three maybe, or four because when I came four-ish. On, it was Miss Marvel, and that was kind of the start.
Yeah, it was Miss Marvel and Robbie Reyes. They were the first kind of.
Yeah, so that was 2015.
Yeah.
So anyway, Marvel went ahead and swapped just about every superhero. Iron Man became Riri Williams. Captain America became Falcon, but what's his real name?
Sam Wilson.
Sam Wilson. Thank you.
Technically, Falcon became Captain America. Yeah. Steve Rogers didn't become Falcon. That'd be a
my
funny one.
Oh
tonight.
My gosh, Elseworlds.
They just swap. Here, take the shield. All right, give me the wings. All right.
They actually grab the wrong suit on the way out.
Oh, no.
Just deal with it. Just deal with it.
Don't forget,
you can talk to birds.
Hulk became Amadeus Cho.
Yes.
Yep.
Who else became did a big swap around? Spider-Man stayed Spider-Man.
You said Kamala
well, I
Khan.
Mean, yeah.
Well, Miles Morales.
Well, yes, but
he's
been
around
technically
a
already
bit.
A
yeah.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, he was already and he was already existing long before then. Who else did the big swap? Because there's a lot of them that made... It was a big, big swap around. Who was on Champions? That'll tell us. Vision got replaced by Viv.
Yeah.
Yep, Vision.
We had a new Miss Marvel.
Yeah, well, yeah, Kamala. We had... It was all of them. I think
pretty much they were like the big team of swap characters.
Characters. There's a few others that got put into place.
Yeah, but they were like, most of them were the swap characters.
Yeah, Jane Foster Thor.
Jane Foster Thor.
Which was awesome, by the way.
Jane Foster and Valkyrie.
Oh, yeah. Our chat's helping us out. X-23, she took over as Wolverine. Yep.
Yes.
They all did Wolverine. Yep. Yeah, that was a good book. Yeah. That was a good book.
In my head, she's kind of the only...
Now, the problem with what Marvel did, and
plus she already existed technically.
The problem with what Marvel did, and I'm not against what they did. I actually enjoyed just about every one of those swap rounds. Mm-hmm. But I made a video on this a couple years ago. And the issue that I think that they ran into is they did it too fast.
There was like a month where everybody was new superhero.
Yeah, because
but not only was it that, it wasn't, they were removed. It was a, everyone's a new superhero as well, but those still exist
for the most part, in some fashion. Yeah. Yeah.
Tony being a blue Smurf hologram. Anyway.
Yes.
Makes sense to me.
I made a video about it a long time ago, and the issue that I had with what they did was not that they had done it, was that I felt that they were getting the backlash because they had done it too quickly. And my analogy for it was, if you went to your favorite restaurant and they swapped out half the menu, you would still have food you're going to get. Dan's a great example because he has safety meals at every restaurant he goes to.
I do, and sometimes they get rid of them and I stop going there.
Exactly. So like, and that's exactly my point, because like, if you go in your safety meal store there and you're like, well, I don't like all this weird fusion food, I'll get the burger.
Are we talking that one Pizza Hut promotion when they decided to go all the artisanal?
No, that one
pizzas,
too, yeah.
And they kind of removed everything that was good.
But the point I was making is if you went to that same restaurant and instead of having half the menu, they just get rid of the entire menu.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how good the new menu is, you're going to get backlash.
Right, yeah.
And that's kind of what I felt had happened to Marvel. They had done it all at one time. Now, we've heard the rumor mill. Supposedly, it wasn't actually pre-planned, since every department has a different editor.
Right,
it
was they just weren't talking to
each
other.
They weren't talking, and they all just had a great idea of swapping in more people of color and more minorities and that kind of a thing into the roles. Which turned out, in my opinion, very well. We had a lot of great characters that came out of that era. Gwenpool technically came out of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although technically she wasn't a swapped character.
No, she wasn't, but she still came out of the heroes looking like old heroes era.
Spider-Gwen, right. Spider-Gwen.
She
became very popular,
Yeah. So the counter argument to that, and I've discussed this before, characters in DC like Jessica Cruz, Simon Baz, Duke, all seemingly were, while not massively well-received, Jessica Cruz, massively well received. Duke, not so much.
She's probably Simon my favorite. Bass, not really, she's probably my favorite Green Lantern right now, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, definitely.
Oh, yeah, she's definitely up there at the moment. I would say the only. No, yeah, she's my favorite right now.
I guess right now she's more of a greenish lantern. Because we don't quite know.
It's like a teal lantern.
But the point I was making is why were they more accepted? Is DC spent a lot of time building up those characters.
Yes.
They didn't just throw Jessica Cruz at you and go, new Green Lantern! They were like, here's her origin. Here's how she ramped in. She had like 2 years of comics. Duke had an entire storyline over the course of, 50 issues?
Something like
with
that,
Scott Snyder before he became Duke.
Yeah, he was in Batman Zero until, year, and then We Are Robin.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now, for those guys who don't know, a lot of those new characters are deemed like very popular at Marvel. They've got a very large kid fan base. They're doing very well. They're getting their own TV shows, their own lines of toys. A lot of those characters have done very well, but the classic fans are still like, oh, that was all crap characters. Doesn't matter what you think. They're selling really well, and that's all that Marvel cares about.
Yeah.
Hence why Squirrel Girl is still going, even though none of us read Squirrel Girl. But she is a huge seller in the young adult market.
She punched Thanos. She beat everyone. She's unbeatable.
So if DC is going to do something similar, obviously the end goal is to create a bunch of new superheroes that kids like and they relate to, and that's what they're going for.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're going to do it, announcing it for 2021 is going to give almost a year
for them like introduce characters.
Yeah, anybody that they want to do a swap with that we don't know.
Yeah.
Like John Kent, I think, like if he becomes Superman, no one's going to argue. At this point, if John comes back from the Legion of Superheroes adventure and they're like, you're Superman now, I have to go do whatever it is.
Something. Yeah.
I don't think we're going to get any real backlash to that. At least in my opinion.
I would.
You're going to have problems with that?
I'm going to have problems with that. Stupid John Kent. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm just saying, like, it'd be like if Batman was like, me and Superman are going to go on a Hawaiian vacation for a year. It'd be
and like Tom King's going to write it.
You know what? I just thought of this. It's basically going to be the 52 series.
Essentially. Yeah.
Do you know the 52 series?
Are we talking New 52 when it started?
No, before that.
Why don't you explain this? I've been talking about. What is 52?
The base, I forget which crisis it was.
Infinite, I want to say.
It was an Infinite?
Yeah.
Basically, it was after the crisis event.
Mm-hmm.
a lot of the heroes took like a year off or 52 weeks off.
Okay.
So they were
and they
just
really like, did. Like they sat down and said, we're taking off.
Like they went to all like the other heroes and were like, listen, it's been a rough couple of months. We're going to go on a vacation.
Yeah.
Basically and they all just disappeared. And, well, they didn't disappear, but they, you know, they basically right. went on vacation and other superheroes just kind
the
of
the Trinity
up.
Was the most notable ones that had left.
Right.
So they were like, the Trinity's gone. Wonder Woman, Superman, and Batman left.
I want those comics. I want to see what they do on vacation.
Right?
I don't remember if they ever explained what
well,
they had done.
Well, the thing was, they still, they had the comic event was called 52.
Yeah.
And it was like a normal, like that was the comic that came out kind of pointing to all the different heroes. Like Booster Gold took over as, I think it was in Metropolis, he took over, but he disguised himself as a different superhero because nobody takes Booster Gold seriously.
I mean, he is the best superhero you have never heard of.
Yeah, so he just became a different superhero. But I think the normal comics were still going, though. It was just they were supposed to take place after the 52 weeks.
Yeah, no, they skipped ahead. And
that was the thing. Like, they didn't just suddenly stop making Batman comics.
That would be pretty stupid.
What they did was, after Infinite Crisis came out, comics all jumped a year. To the return of our heroes. And then there was this weekly series called 52 that came out for the year.
Kind of showed you what happened.
What happened. And it explored Booster Gold, explored The Question. I think The Question was a big one.
The Question was a big one, yeah.
Yeah. There was a bunch of characters that you didn't see much of that got a lot of spotlight in this.
Right.
So they did something very similar, but you're right. They didn't cancel the
main book. They didn't cancel anything. It wasn't like you couldn't get your Batman comics. Mm-hmm. But at the time, I believe, was this after Batman got sent back in time? I believe.
Yeah, it was after that.
Yeah, so Dick Grayson took over as...
Right,
as Batman.
So anyway, bringing us to this. DC's announced this as a 2021 thing. They're calling it 5G, which, Dan, why do you hate that?
Because it sounds like a cell phone signal.
I walked in today and Ben told me, we're talking about the DC 5G thing. And I was like, they're making phones?
And I can almost guarantee around 2021, there's a chance that cell phones are going to be using 5G.
Yeah.
So, they might rename it. But, well, it references fifth generation.
They'll change it to,
which I understand. It just sounds like.
They're just going to change it to 5G. Like,
yeah.
Well, it's because what they did is they came out the definitive DC timeline that I cannot find a high quality image of to see what happened.
Right.
And they first generation, second generation, third generation, fourth generation. This is going to be fifth generation. Why do you think that DC feels that they can do this differently than Marvel? Because they're obviously going to. They have all of that research in Marvel.
Mm.
What do you think, Eddie?
Why do I think they could do it differently?
Right. Because obviously their attempt is going to be doing it, avoiding the backlash.
Right.
Because they know what caused backlash.
Yeah, well, in the end, it worked out for Marvel, obviously.
Yeah.
There was quite a bit of backlash from your classic comic fans.
I believe that was the start of Comicsgate.
The difference I think it would be is that hopefully, because I don't know who the new Batman is going to be. I have some theories, but I don't actually know.
Real quick, our chat's filling you in. Final Crisis is after 52, so that was Bruce leaving.
Okay, so Bruce took it. Okay. I get my crises confused.
I mean,
there's a lot of them.
You might say there's infinite.
Yeah. I would say that they would most likely use more established characters. Like, John's already been established. He's been around for years.
He's been around since Convergence.
It's not like they're just going to pop in. Like, Superman's like, by the way, I have a son. I'm going to go on vacation, and he's going to take over.
Plot just twist, like he's had weeks. A daughter this whole time.
I would read that book.
Superwoman.
If I have some theories about who's going to become Batman, it's either going to be probably Batwing, Luke Fox, or Signal, Duke Thomas.
Yep.
Both characters have been established, been around for years.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Even though Duke is not as well received as Batwing is,
right.
I don't think there's going to
be any
problems.
I think Batwing would be the better choice.
I do,
really? Just because he's a good character that they don't really do anything with now.
In that regards, yes, I would consider Duke a better replacement in the
Maybe
sake
Duke
that
could be
he,
as Robin.
Well, because of the fact that Duke has been working closer to Batman.
Right.
Since he became the Signal.
I could see that.
And Batman even said to him, I don't want a Robin.
Right, right. He's not. Yeah,
I
he's
need
not
you. And so it kind of gives a
Luke
maybe
also,
he's been prepping him for this, and it would give a good reason as to why he would give it to him because he has been mentoring him.
Right.
He's leading the Batman and the Outsiders right now, and
that's
I believe
true.
Duke is the leader. There's a lot of stuff.
No, Black Lightning is the leader.
But he is like working with Batman in a lot
of
different
ways. Yes, he is.
Ways.
Which is why I'm saying that's also I think it could be one of the two.
Right.
It's mostly been confirmed as Luke. They've mentioned Luke.
Okay.
He's
not doing anything right
this
now.
This was all announced at New York Comic Con, and from what I could find, there was no like definitive. Luke will be the Batman in 2020.
Right.
But at the same time, they've alluded to Luke enough that everyone's like, no, it's Luke Fox.
Yeah.
I also think it's gonna be Luke Fox to tie it into Batwoman.
I could see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the show?
Because Luke is on there.
Yeah, I can
see
that.
And they do have a tendency to try to line things up with the CW shows.
Yes, they do.
Regardless of our personal opinions on the drama that comes out of the CW shows, they are hugely popular. Yeah. I love them, and they do try to line the comics up all the time.
Yeah, I can see that.
Just like when they brought Felicity into Arrow.
Exactly,
And Diggle got in there, too.
Yeah. Well, then, so Oliver's daughter will take over as Green Lantern in 5G.
Wait, what? Oliver's daughter is Green Lantern?
Green Lantern?
You said Green Lantern.
Did I? Green Arrow.
I kind of prefer that one.
That'd be cool, right? No, but that would be my theory. They would use more established characters, or planning this so far out, maybe they'll start introducing, if it is a new character, they'll introduce them.
Well, like the Teen Lantern, who according to Dan, now I thought her origin just was literally, I cracked a thing.
No.
But I bet it's the recent reveal
So it's not revealed that it is that. Essentially, I use that as a comparison because she finds an alien that gets shot and he's got a machine that's a gauntlet. And it's attached to some sort of pack, and it's implied that it's potentially like stealing the excess Green Lantern energy and storing it, and she can use it using the gauntlet.
Like they got a lot of runoff when they use their powers?
Something like that, or like kind of like the radiation that it emits stuff like that, because there are so many Green Lanterns out there.
There's
that,
like eight on Earth.
Exactly. And so... that's kind of what they're implying. I use Krona's Gauntlet as an example because that was the closest aesthetically.
Sure, right.
But I believe they are going to go into explaining it because they're on the Crime Syndicate world and they're fighting against Hack, who is the evil version of Teen Lantern.
Sure,
so they're going to explain it more, but it is not Green Lantern. They have specifically said, you are not actually a Green Lantern.
Right.
You probably should not have taken that because you're probably a villain
call yourself
now.
A lantern or something.
But that has been partially explained.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, of course, it looks like a lot of the Young Justice characters that Ben has been writing are the ones that's going to... They're trying to swap in from what the speculation is right now.
Mm-hmm.
So Cassie Sands, Mark Wonder Girl as Wonder Woman.
Yeah, yeah. Which, I mean, that wouldn't be weird. I mean, because Donna Troy took over as Wonder Woman for a while.
Either that or it'd be Donna.
Right.
But I think Donna's kind of been missing now. And it's just been Cassie, right?
She's kind of been ignored since Troya.
She led the team when Dick got shot.
Yeah.
But the book got canceled.
You mean
you
Rick?
You stopped reading it, apparently.
I must have stopped.
Yeah, no, so...
Was that Titans?
For a swap out, can we get Rick to be back to Dick? Oh, is that okay? Can I get that in my
that's
Nightwing?
That's happening in January.
Thank God.
We're getting the Rick and Fred adventures.
That's true.
Who's Fred?
Alfred.
Yeah, they're going on a road trip.
But he lost his memory because he accidentally shotgunned too close to him, and the bats kind of sonicked his brain out a little bit. So it's the Amazing Adventures of Rick and Fred.
Unless something changed, Donna, the Titans book went into, they found a way to go into the D&D universe where Raven got separated from her soul.
They're saying Donna is infected with something.
Oh, that's just
too much awesome.
That's
I saw someone else say it, so I was like, maybe there's legitimacy.
Oh, no, there's the infection going on in Batman Superman.
Oh, right.
There is an infection going
that's
on
right.
in the proper DC universe.
Yeah,
right now.
I was I think she's part of that dark Justice League that Batman Who Laughs is putting together to take on the Legion of Doom.
Oh, that's right.
Which sounds metal as hell.
But honestly, like this, DC has done this before. That's the thing.
Yeah.
For the longest time, Wally West was the Flash. Kyle Renard was fucking Rainer, whatever.
Renard
was Green Lantern. Connor Hawke was Green Arrow.
Yep.
I mean, Dick Grayson was Batman for a little while. Mm-hmm. Jean-Paul Valley was Batman for a little while. Damian's been Batman for a little while.
Insert name was Batman for
a little while. There was four different Superman running around for a little while for like a year and a half.
Because DC does this a lot.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. It's not
why
new.
Why is it more accepted than when Marvel does
Well, I would say, I don't know if it's more accepted. One, I think it's because they use more established characters.
Okay.
But like growing up, Wally West was my Flash. Kyle Renard was my Green Lantern. Connor Hawke was my Green Arrow. Paul Valley for a little while was my Batman.
Which is funny because you're not that much younger than me.
I know.
And for me, it's been Hal Jordan, Barry Allen.
Well, because you started reading again.
Yeah.
Right.
When it was all the original characters again.
When they brought them all back.
When they brought them all back. And now I do consider those, you know, like Hal Jordan and all them. But I'm saying, like, I didn't hate Wally West. And like, I wasn't like this
oh my god, not hashtag not my Flash.
I'm pretty sure people freaked out on the Wally West. Probably.
I'm pretty sure.
For the longest time, they were the characters. So like, to me, I think DC has had a history of doing this, so they'll probably do it better than Marvel does.
Right.
Because Marvel always does, whenever they do an event, it's literally just for like, I mean, probably the best one that worked was like Bucky as Captain America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that was an established character that they spent time building back up.
Yep.
And then he took over as Captain America.
Or X-23.
Or X-23.
Into exactly. Wolverine. I almost heard no real flack against X-23 as Wolverine. No. Yeah. Except for the people that were just arguing everything.
Right.
Like, yes. Oh, well,
now, granted, Wolverine. We also had four other Wolverines running around at the time.
Yeah.
Two of them were old. Yeah. One of them, I think, was a baby. Baby Wolverine.
Yeah.
I would read that book. It's like Muppet Babies, but it's Wolverine.
I would read them. And what I do is poop.
But a lot of the times, Marvel just is like, hey, by the way, new characters, go. Oh yeah, we got rid of the other ones.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm problem. Leading into.
Like,
yeah.
Why was Robbie Reyes accepted? Because he didn't have any history. Ghost Rider had ended for a while. Robbie Reyes.
I think it's because of that. It's Ghost Rider.
Probably because Ghost Rider wasn't at the time a big character. Like I love the character, but he's not huge.
Well,
in that
Marvel.
He's a '90s character is the problem.
Mm. Go ahead. I was going to say that one makes more sense because Ghost Rider is a sudden change.
That is true.
It's not you're building an Iron Man suit and, you've got it in one day. No. Ghost Rider is, you made a deal, you're Ghost Rider.
And also at the time,
so it makes sense why.
There had already been multiple Ghost Riders.
Exactly. Like, I mean, I'm pretty sure Danny Ketch was still.
I think he owned the bar at that point.
No, yeah, he didn't own the bar yet, but he was. He wasn't Ghost Rider.
Exactly.
Anymore.
My point being, we had multiple around the same time at very quick succession.
Can we just agree, Danny Ketch is like the worst Ghost Rider ever?
I have a feeling they're trying to redeem him in this Ghost Rider.
Yeah. I mean, so he turned evil for a little bit.
He's just so bad at being a Ghost Rider.
I mean, Johnny's not any better at it.
He's King of Hell, at least.
Well, yeah, but he's not like good at being a Ghost Rider.
He's actually not even good at being the King of Hell right now.
Exactly. And that's the fun of that character. You don't want somebody who's like, yeah, totally got the Spirit of Vengeance thing down. No big deal. He just waves to people.
Anyway, and I agree with you. And I think by announcing this a year out, letting the audience know we're doing a generation shift. We're getting a new generation of superheroes. Mm-hmm. Be it old guys coming in, some new characters coming in, Teen Lantern.
Right.
Classics like Cassie Sandsmark and Luke Fox and John. Mm-hmm. You know, we're probably going to get... I mean, if they make a new Flash, I'll be a little irked when we already got Wallace and Wally.
Listen, there's like 80 Flashes at this point.
At this point,
they just reintroduced Jay Garrick. Oh, God. Just make him the Flash.
They're just going to merge him.
I don't know if you're following the Flash Joshua Williamson comic, but they've kept Chinese Flash. Okay. Avery?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
What's the problem?
I'm just saying, like, we have so
we got,
many
We
Flash.
Got a whole suit of...
See, honestly, she'd be a good replacement.
Chinese characters at this point. We got Chinese Superman.
Yeah, whatever happened to the rest of them?
We got Avery's Chinese the Batman, who was chubby. Hilarious.
It was.
I have a feeling that, for reasons we won't talk on here, but the fact that they're the Chinese
Justice League. No, they were gone for like a year and a half ago,
too. Yeah, they've been gone for a while.
They have been?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
The only one that has stayed around is Avery. And I think that's because she's dating Wallace. But like, as far as I know, they haven't.
Well, I mean, if you're the fastest person alive, you need to date another fast person.
Right.
Otherwise, your dates are going to take forever.
You're not wrong.
It seems so slow.
Because they seem so slow, yeah.
It's like, it's going to take 15 minutes to get there. Oh, I could get there in a second. This son of a gun's got to walk.
You know who should be the new Superman? Mark Grayson from Invincible. Cross-universe promotion. And we get a Superman who's not afraid to punch his enemies to death. Would be hilarious.
Okay, so we know Andy's an Invincible fan.
I am, actually.
Oh, gosh.
So, okay. I mean, there's not much more I don't think we can go into because I agree with you on that. I think they'll just use
more established characters. Mm-hmm.
Right. By using more established or characters that have been established, even if we get one or two brand new characters. But it seems like even those, they're slowly working their way in. Teen Lanterns on Young Justice with Tim and Connor.
And like, let's be honest, even if they're not well established, they've got a year and a half to establish, to introduce, to give reasons. Yeah, and I think that's going to be the big different and point also, is... They'll give you a reason as to why they're gone.
That's why they're back, as opposed to
just, he got punched. He's now a blue Smurf.
Makes sense to me.
Like, it, that kind of thing. I think that's going to be what makes them able to do it, because it also allows them to adjust the characters based off of readers' feedback during that year and a half.
Like if this character isn't getting very good feedback,
right?
Maybe we don't switch them out to be.
And like, let's say Luke and Duke are in the running. They pseudo train both, see which people want more.
Well, I can say right now, everyone wants Luke.
But
Luke has a fan base.
Yeah, my like point being,
he's Iron Man.
They
Batman.
Could do yeah. this kind of thing.
Oh, no, I agree.
Yeah. But then Damian's pissed off the whole time because he wasn't chosen to be Batman.
No, they did that plot in Batman Beyond.
And they'll do it again.
Yeah.
Just do it. You didn't write that one for the channel, did
no,
you?
I didn't do that one.
Damian came, so we find out what actually happened to Damian the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Damian had gotten the Batman Beyond suit, mm-hmm. and it was like the kill suit, basically, that if you had gone too far, it would just take over and kill.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically didn't like having Bruce in his ear and left to go basically run the League of Assassins.
I did read the storyline. Yeah.
And so we find out that he's just mad that Bruce didn't let him take the suit,
because
Bruce didn't trust him with the killer suit.
Mm-hmm. First of all, we need trench-coated Batman from Batman 666.
Okay, yeah.
That's what I'm just saying right now.
All right.
So, all right. Well, I think that's a good place to leave this off. Do you have anything different from what we're saying that you think is going to happen? Because you, and for example, Dan was a huge fan of just about every one of the swap rounds. Mm-hmm. Riri was my biggest complaint, and my only complaint about Riri was her introduction was the backup to three comics, and then she was Iron Man. It was like, and they didn't even.
What's the problem?
And they didn't even do it like, oh, she's Ironheart, here's her suit. She was literally Iron Man suit.
Yeah, she was Iron Man, yeah.
Yeah, no, because that's the thing.
But you still liked her book.
I do enjoy all those new ones, and it's for the exact reason Andy said. Because of when I joined into comics, it was in that transition of these were becoming the new heroes. So it gave me, I did not have as much predisposition or whatever the word is of the original characters besides the movies and stuff like that.
So it doesn't matter to you that
exactly.
I pick up an Iron Man comic and it's Riri Williams. And okay.
Exactly. Like that kind of thing, or all new Wolverine being X-23. Like I
still think you like her more than Wolverine.
Oh, I do.
And you like Wolverine.
I love Wolverine. Yeah. I love all those guys. And gals. And clones.
I got all those guys.
And robots.
I still think we need
old people.
We still need
Wolverines.
We still
and old
need
robots.
An X-23 and Honey Badger book.
Yes, we
I
do.
I don't know why that's not a thing.
I do not know.
No, I don't know why it's not a current thing.
Oh, yes.
It needs to be an ongoing series.
They made that really bad attempt at it.
They better keep her name as Honey Badger, because they implied they're changing it to Scout, which is the crappiest name I've ever heard.
Yeah, wasn't that the name of the Infinity Wars version?
I don't know.
Speed Weasel.
Speed Weasel.
Which is the only thing better than Honey Badger.
X-23 and Speed Weasel would have been amazing.
Honestly.
I'm surprised we don't have more Infinity Warps continuations.
I thought there were.
No, they finished it. They were like, oh, it's imploding on itself, and we fixed it.
Oh, okay. That's lame.
And it's like, no, keep going. Stupid. Speed Weasel. X-23.
Speed Weasel.
You okay there?
X-23.
Anyway, guys. Do you have more to say?
Nope.
Okay.
I mean, I could say name off more Wolverines if you want.
Yeah, go for that. How many Wolverines can Dan name? Let's do that. Ready, go.
Oh, God. Well, we've got Dakin. We've got X-23. Sure. Yep. We've got Honey Badger. Yep. We've got, what's the Honey Badger sister's names?
Oh, he's going to go to them.
I cannot remember their names.
The clones
got,
of clones.
Because we've got the clone that goes to the bad side to protect the other sisters.
Yeah, where's that mask towards the end? Right.
Yep, we've got, I think, not Kimura.
Bella was one of them.
Yeah, Bella was one of them. And then we've also got the cyborg Wolverine with the...
You said cyborg Superman. I heard
I almost said it.
It's got claws. Yeah. That's sweet.
Oh, my God. It's not overpowered. we've got... like five other sons.
Sure.
We've got Old Man.
I mean, if you go in the Wolverine from Hell plot, like he opens up a book and it's like, these are all your children.
Yes, we've got Berserker Wolverine, which is apparently a fully different one because we've got the entire prison of all the different Wolverines. We've got Hot Claw Wolverine.
The worst one.
We've got X-23 and Speed Weasel. We've got Diamond Patch.
I want his name.
Diamond Patch.
They should have
Emma Frost Wolverine.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
They should have renamed that book Hot Claw. That would have been hilarious.
I mean, in a way, Sabretooth is a pseudo Wolverine.
Now you're reaching. But if you're gonna go into those, you can also do Lady Shiva.
Yep.
Deathstrike?
Lady Deathstrike.
Lady Deathstrike.
Why are they both ladies? Well, like in their name, like
isn't Lady Shiva women? DC? I think you're thinking Lady Deathstrike.
Oh, okay. Yeah. With the claws.
Yeah. It's Lady Deathstrike.
The fingers.
Phoenix Force Wolverine.
We have the weird son that was in like the X-Men book.
James Hudson.
James Hudson.
Yeah.
blonde. I like to refer to him as CW Wolverine. We've got
We need Wolverine, Space but we Stone. Need like a pretty teenager.
Like a pretty blonde teenager.
Yeah. We've got Space Stone Wolverine from when he came back.
Yep.
We've got Old Man Phoenix Logan Force, right? Phoenix Force with the time traveling baseball bat.
Wolverines. I like the time traveling baseball bat.
All right, guys. Hope you enjoyed this episode of Comics Experiment and our return to our classic format of discussing the ideas and concepts within comic books. Now let me know in the comments down below what your favorite story is and how you would make it a tale from the multiverse. But also let me know what you think about DC's 5G initiative and the big swap they're doing at the superheroes. And also, don't forget, if you are a fan of meat, and I know not all of our fans are, but if you are and you want to get high-quality meats sent to your door, please consider going to our sponsor down below, showing that you love our show and you love their product, butcherbox.com/comics, to get... Just make sure we get it right.
Free turkey and $20 off your first box.
Yes. So please consider doing that. We would greatly appreciate it. Show your love for the show by visiting our sponsors. It's what keeps this show going. If the sponsors dry up and the Twitch subs dry up and the Patreon dries up, the show ends. And then we go into a dark multiverse.
Where I take over as the comic historian.
Oh, God, would you prefer that? Dark. Let me know in the comments down below. Do you want Andy to be the official comic historian? Can I retire?
I'll be the dark comic historian. I only covered the darker stories.
And if it's not dark, you make it dark.
I make it dark.
In this story, John and Damian are going to meet again to discuss what's happening in the Super Sons and how they're happy to be friends again.
But then
punches him.
I was going to say, but then they hit a puppy.
Too dark?
Jesus.
Too dark.
Too dark.
All right, we went too dark.
Thank you guys for joining us. Please subscribe to the Comic Historian channel. Join us over at twitch.tv/comicstorian and go to the Patreon, patreon.com/comicstorian, to get early access to everything that's going on here. We appreciate all your support. We thank you all. Without you, this wouldn't exist, and Andy would have to...
an actual job.
No, he would still sit on his bed and play video games.
Yeah, see
you next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.